It was Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shena when Shua followed. Okay, everybody say, today's the last shiur in Yoni in Afilas Apayim. So they gave us three packets of supplements from last time, Yud Beis, and if you want Sheilos LaChazara, everything is in the Sheilos LaChazara except for the supplement. So, okay, so in the supplement, Rabbi Alter was discussing the Shaila of a Kala. Say the Kala is in Shul, but the Chassan's not in Shul. So she pater from Tachana. So in the so we have here the Oris.
You know, she's not part of the minion, but that was just a baby who bought her from Tachana.
Right, the baby from Tachana.
The baby's not part of the minion either.
Right, exactly. So have here for Oris Perish of Chuvus HaGaonim on page 2. It says, V'yedah alzeh b'beis hachosim v'akala ein nofum apaneim. So in the notes here, in the Sefer, it says, b'beis hachosim v'akala ein nofum apaneim. Mashmosh Lashona the Chosin Okala Kalmar. Chosin Okala. So the question is, they had a base Chosin Okala. So was that meaning that at the wedding they had a tent where all the Chosin's guests and then all the Kala's guests? Does that necessarily mean that the, you know, that the kala patras, or it has to be in a base chasen or a base kala where the whole event is taking place? So he says, Kudas Haran, you know, he quotes the Ran, by Shevro, you take a look on page 12, the last page in the packet. He says that Dika simcha leisa el b'chupa v'kach nogim hayom v'varach birkas hasanim v'chol achas mibate hachasin v'chol zman shachasin hakal heim shom hachasin o hakal v'chol mikol mokom yesh lochash d'vir v'usein at safrati balik toises. V'adah shasimcha b'on omrin v'chim shaki yesh lomar the field shall all be mocking chupa, mavarchim, brikas, chasanim, brachav, yeah. So he uses, so he makes a tsushtel between that ran, that you make, because the ran seems to say that you make brikas chasanim, you know, during the week, you make shavu brachas. So it can be in the base chasan or the base kala. So he wants to say the same thing for Tachanun. So if you want, one could make a tzushtel between that. Then there's a sefer Tiferes Yaakov. This is written by what? The Tiferes Yisrael. On page 3. Hagos ha'oros v'kiddusha v'sifra d'rav ha'beres ha'kodesh v'tiferes Yisrael. I mean, it was Ha'oros on the Tiferes Yisrael, not the Tiferes Yisrael himself. Ha'oros on the Tiferes Yisrael, and it has a Haskama from Rav Yosef Rosen. But I was excited because I thought that was, I mean, that was the Rogachover. But Rav Harari, we just did the research. It's not the he died Tafresh Mem Beis, which is when? Rav Harari?
1882.
And the Rogachover died in 19, you said, 26.
1934.
Of course, I know that Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld from Kew Garden Hills visited the Rogachover in the hospital in Austria the day he died. So Rabbi Schoenfeld, you know, wouldn't have been around for this Rav Yosef Rosen. But it's interesting, this Yossi Rosen was considered a big gadol also.
Yeah, in Lithuania.
In Lithuania.
1936, the
Rocket Show. Yeah, so he also had the name Yossi Rosen. Av Bezin of Slonim. Different person.
Yeah, different.
But still, he gave the Askama to the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov, or also the Tiferes Yisrael. And he writes here, he says that, Ubilion has Shulchan Aruch, the Tapakti, Linyan Nefil Sapayim, second arrow. Im Mispalim Bebeis HaKala, Im Gamkein Enoflim Kimo Bebeis HaChosim. So he has a suffix. And in the other Sefer, this Yisha Oris, he says it can be the Beis HaChosim or the Beis HaKala. So, and then in the Yaskil Avdi, who? The Yaskil Avdi has a truth about this as well. First thing he talks about is that the concept of a chosen that patters from Tachanun is if he's davening with the minion. Say the chosen is just there. He's just in the room of the minion. That's not gonna. He says any of the. He's a. Tafil achasa loves pal, but also minion lo omim tchina. He says he doesn't like that. He a minig who raki machasa nispal imosot zibur. That was the first thing he says. And then the second thing. That's a Gemara in Kedushin. You know, what is she doing in Shul? Isha Bazar Minayin. Okay, but what about Bizman Azeh? That we don't have that. Hanashim Yeshal Mezos Noshim Bifnei Atzman. Fe'enim Tztafim Im Hanashim Klal. That was your psak, you see? You're mechavit to the Yaskil Avdi. So, again, I don't know if that's a riot. To, in other words, if you're in the Beis HaChosen, the Beis HaKala, means you're in this tent where everyone's celebrating, so Chosin's not there, the Kala's there. I don't think it has anything to do with being in Shul, because that's not a Beis HaChosin or a Beis HaKala. So all these riyas that they're bringing from Beis HaChosin, Beis HaKala, you know, okay, Beis HaKala is there. And in other words, it's not enough necessarily for the Kala, it has to be the Beis HaKala. Is it because of the mechitza, or is it just because? Right, because they're not mitzdarf, they're not part of the minion. So even if she's there, even if you,
she wouldn't answer kedusha.
Would she answer kedusha?
If she's not part of the minion, she still would answer. She's not mitzdarf, but she wouldn't answer.
Right. So.
She still gets a
kiyum
of davening in
the
minion.
Yeah, that's a
whole.
She
still
whole
gets
the
kiyum.
She's
not
kiyum.
It's
still a kiyum. She's just like counting towards the core.
She's still super store representing. She's completely nothing to do with what's going on. She's answering Kedusha. She's part of something.
And then Rosner writes at the end of the Tshuva here on page 9, he thinks that the last three lines of the Tshuva. On Beis HaKnesses, he says one thing is the Beis HaKala. Holchim v'spal v'Beis HaKala, he now says equals. So then it's the Beis HaKala. But that's Beis HaKal is not the same thing as a shul where the kal is there. That's a Beis HaKnesses shem spalim kehergelam ve'en chasin b'minyan shalahem el shenim sakala be'ezus noshim ein b'zasi b'liftor min tefila sapayim. So he says, So that's your psak as well. You see, so Ravazna is also on your team. Because you need, Pasha says, you need the chasen, and you need the chasen, like in the Askelavdi, you need the chasen to be there, davening with that minyan. So if you're in the Mokham Asimcha, like a base chasen, base kala, so then the Mokham Goyrim. But the shul is not a Mokham Simcha. The Vadei Shei Mokham Lamir's Ta. Yeah, so there is no, but in the shul is a different story.
So why does the Chasim work in it? Well,
Chasim's presumably on the same side
of the place. No, because he's part of a minion. He's so the Pashas to me is that.
She's also part of the Shul. She's answering Kedusha.
She doesn't count to the minion. She's not with stars. If you want to say midin zero for him. And then also the Taras HaShulchan here on page 10, also he speaks about Tzorchim Spalu Beis HaKala in Gam Shamein Nofla. So if you would ask me, Beis HaKala, like Yaskel Avdi, of course, that's the Mokum Simcha. But that's not the same as the Kala being present in Shul. And then the Mori Or also has this. But today we don't so have so much a base chasen based kala type of thing. Okay, let's now move over to packet 12. So the famous Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Chesem at Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Bayi Tesi Li D'Chazinoi Suomi Rabbana D'Sholim Masechta Avnida Yom Tova L'Rabbana. So if the Talmud Chacham was finishing Masechta, he would make a Yom Tov L'Rabbana. So says Rashi, the Solomon says Shagarsa. So what is he trying to add with that? Shagarsa. What else does it mean? So there's a Sefer, the Pri Hasada. I like the Sefer Pri Hasada, the Ferrari. Where was he from? Eliezer Deitch. Bonahand. Where was that, Ferrari? Page 3. Eliezer Chaim Deutsch, D-E-U-T-S-C-H. Check it out on your phone. So he has very nice tshuvas. We have it in the library, on the 6th floor. That's on the 6th floor.
The Priya Sada is
tshuva. Yeah, the Priya Sada. So he has a tshuva about, you know, I was discussing with you the whole idea of the by Siyum Hashas with the. They said Tachanun, you know, they didn't say it in MetLife, they didn't say it in Barclays, they did say it. I was doing some investigations about this. So in Priya Sada, in Chela Gimel, he has a tshuva in Zimran Kluf Pei Beis. You find
it? Yeah, I mean, I have something here.
Yeah, who was he?
All I have is a postcard he wrote from 1913.
But who was he?
This is. From Eliezer Deutsch was a prominent Hungarian rabbi, a disciple of Rabbi Yehuda Assad and Rabbi Menachem Asch.
Yehuda Yale. He was like the most chashev rav in Hungary.
It's an Ashkenazi, but it's Yas. Yeah, it's right. He was not
Sephardi.
Yehuda Assad.
No, Yehuda Assad was Hungarian. Was one of the most prominent Hungarian rabbanim.
Yeah, right. But you spelled it. They have it Assad, but it's not spelled that way, right? In Hebrew, it's spelled.
Well, with a samach.
With the samach. Okay, that's not.
Okay, so that's Moshe.
Okay, for 20 years he served as rabbi in Switzerland. And then I was based in Boninghag until his...
Where was Boninghag? Where was Boninghag?
I don't know. I'll check it out.
Okay.
1916.
That's Moshe Omer al-Hachira. B'mishim Messiah Masechta. That we got the young Shalom Nikra Gamke Tzuris Mitzvah. Right? In Yesh B'mnol Gamke Milomar Nefil Sapayim. Moshe Shai Yod. Page 5 in the top. Chayim Chosun Bris Mila. Is it like a Chosun Bris Mila? The Hevi Gamke Divrei Yam Shal Shlomo. The Hevi Rayim Two ba'av, the enomim tachanim. The words of Maseches Tainis Amrinas of Yontif Mishum Shapasku Lichnos Eitzim LaMarocha. Right, the they stopped. They've been Koris Eitzim LaMarocha. Came closer to Mishum Shem Masechta. If you finish being Koris Eitzim, for the you already got your supply for the Beis Hamikdash. Because the culture came, Misha Messiah and Masechta have a Yontif. Okay, Nochon Shalom Omar Tachman Gamke. Tachi Tochen Dvarav. But then he says, so that he's saying is. He claims that that's the Yom Shlomo. But then he says here, the nearly Yashav Aminag Masha Omrim Tachanun. There was. Usually, the day you make a siyum, you don't patter tachanun the whole day. Chada the harigam chosin omim tachanun b'shachris b'yom achupa. He says, well, that was a whole discussion, whether you say only by mincha or even by shachris, by chosin. Hayim sevs kol avram. In kiyach adam ikevish asiyum ozin rak achar chatzos. Shabachi omim tachanun b'shachris. But people do say, the Rashi himself at Shabbos says what? Shagarsa. So he wants to say Pshat in Garsa. You can, I don't know if this is Bukhrach, but this is what he's saying. Nearly Kavanas Rashi te akashal lo maitai menakal oshan deshalim masechta. What's the lo nakat shalomad masechta? We zehoch rashi da bay shamari davka shalom man hate be ian u khol hatzorach shim nokot that's garis if was stronger yeah garso the girsa nikra be ian davka kimo nosen grisim tochen right you chop it you grind the lentils. Is the Ian, the Taz, Lasok B'dei Feisora, like Rabbi Brandspiegel used to say. Yeah, so that's. Well, because of Taz Berchas Torah, Al Nusach Lasam, Im Kein Bishlama Suuda Yochol Lasos. Suuda you can make. Shemodel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shesom Chelko Biyoshvi Beit Haber Shel Kopar Vachem Gam Ki Bicholim Lismoch Sheinim Choshtim Oso Shalom Ad Biyin. So that's what he wants to say, that maybe you have to really learn it to be in. וגם ששולם במסך זמנכם שם מהירי שוועדי דווקא בזמנים הקודם שיודו שלום דו בעין היטב גם עיקר עסקם היה לשמוע דווקא ובשיר הפריוטף בכלל וחומר ביטו בעב אבל בזמן הזה שהבנושאים הרבים מועטים הם הלום דו בעין היטב says מועטים הלום דו בעין היטב וגם יש הרבה שלום דו שלא לשמוע אינם יכולים לפתור מתחנו in the dome of the chosen b'smil is also becoming a mitzvah b'bir. See, marriage, you get married. So, maisi, you married. B'smil, you did it b'smil. You did it. But learning is more subjective of how to, qualify, the learning.
I would like to suggest that there was a different kind of a grind. It's not necessarily begin, but the grind of pushing through 7.5 years of doing it every day.
Oh, it's also a grind.
Yeah.
So you pass in no tachna.
I would say that it would be, if he wants a grind, you have one.
That's a grind, right. It's a different kind of grind. Okay, I like what you're saying. Yeah.
It wasn't easy. He describes that it was difficult. The Hoya Koshimo, It was definitely difficult. They even said that at the
CM. Yeah, for sure. It's a difficult thing. Every day, 7 years, and life has its complications and, things. And he still grinds through. So that's good. You should write it up for the Duff. Maybe you'll have a friend who can quote you in 7 years from now. Look for Rob Levitt said. Because especially you went to Neri Israel, so you rate. You come welcome Kemish Amiris of Tachnunim ain't a chova kolkach. Yeah, he says an Amir Tachnunim is not a chova; it's a minog reshus. Father, Misha ain't a omer Tachnunim b'mincha shlof tnei sudas asiyim ain't mazchichim also. וחזבתי רק לחיים ולישב מן הגמר שאומרים תחנו גם במלכה של לפני עשיים. It's interesting he speaks about this, the suda of the seim. Then he says, על פי מה שכוסו יש לפרש מה שכוסו לבאי, הווידה יום התאמה לרבונת כבנוסו היה שיודד, הוא צור ורבונת שלום וסף, היה לומד בעין, היטב, כל כך. שיתוב בעיני כל רבונן, והיו ננם מפלפולו ומלומודו. זה יום הטוב לרבונן. ותורס גם כמה שאומר לרבונן, מה שדווקא לרבונן הוא, והקיים לדחים גם כסמכים, היינו הבעל בן, אף פי שלא למדו. תראי לו ששם, נוקד יום הטוב לרבונן, שלימן היה טוב לרבונן גם כן, שהבינו ש... In other words, יום הטוב לרבונן, because the רבונן could appraise how he really learned. It's that the Rabbanim were happy because the Rabbanim realized that he understands it. Misha in Omer B'mincha Gam Kein Lach B'Kolcha came with Ikir Fils of Leirach Roshus. So, and even though Daf Yomi or Avraham wants to say it was not necessarily B'Ian, but it was a different type of grinding. I like that. Shalom Shalom B'Shleim is Heim B'Tzah Chel Ka'ian Shabbatayim B'Shalom Hintzah Yudhay Anma Okay, in Pursuit of Soda. Okay, then he has the pre-sada. What about im yicholim lechol al siyim b'maseches mishnayis greida? What about maseches
mishnayis or seder mishnayis?
Masechta mishnayis.
I've seen
siyim with seder mishnayis. Right, maseches mishnayis would be pretty good. he take a small. Who told me? I think Rabbi Dr. Mark Shapiro said from Rav Mazuz, Rav Meir Mazuz. I think perhaps has this. Because what was Abaye? What was a Masechta in Abaye's time? Right. Masechta Zikin,
which is anything combined.
Masechta
Shabbos, which is our Shabbos
and everything. Right, but would it be say a Masechta, you know, Orla Masechta? I think it's the Raya that Rabbi Mazuz was bringing. I have to see this inside, but I think that's what I heard. Dr. Mark Shapiro say, I think. That could be, in his time, Masechta was a Masechta Mishnayos. You know, when Abaye was talking. So that would be... yeah, I mean, the minhag is not like that, obviously. But certainly, okay, something to think about. I mean, you have to read that. You have to look up the tshuva in Chelek Gimel Siman Tzadi Aleph. I didn't look it up. But before Pesach, we can look it up in the Tainus Mechorim. That's a good thing, because a lot of time, I told you, last week I got my first Pesach Shaila for the year. Who's asking a Pesach Shaila now? The answer is, because people now are planning their tickets to travel. And they're going to be away, they're going to be traveling on Lel on the day of Erev Pesach, and they're not going to have the Siyam. They're not going to have the Siyam, they're going to be on a plane. So that was already Shaila's that someone was asking, whether you could... the person was asking whether they need a minyan. So that postures, you don't need a minyan. For, you know, if you finish your own Masechta, you finish your own Masechta without a minyan, make your own Siyam. And then I said, then Rav Henkin said you could be poda, tainus. So you give a little stucker, that could be in lieu if you're in a bind. Give me a lieu. But if you say like this, then Mishnayos... So anyone could just take it a Masechta Mishnayos and do it if you hold that with pater. So because it comes up every year, people are some they're always, you know, waking up the day before Pesach. So at least this person was already asking now months in advance about. But
do you need to do it again?
Right. That's the question. You need to do the thing of Mishnayos to be in. Yes, that's the question. So you fast, supposed to eat the matzah potato, and then you're really eating it. Right, so right, if you fast, that's another possibility. Okay, let's take a look now on page six. Look at the Nefilas HaPayim. So the days that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, you know, the diehard Tachanun people, unless it's the famous quoted in the Mechaber, they want to say Tachanun. So what are the, so at least we should know what are the days that are quoted in the Mechaber. Dogu shalom pol pneim betu ba'av, velo betu b'shvat. So tu b'shvat to me is such a pella, because someone recently mentioned this to me also, that it's Tu B'Shvat is not a celebration of any, in Shas it's all about Maisrus, which is the so
simply the cutoff day, end of the fiscal year,
right?
Cutoff day.
It's a cutoff day, yeah. So, in like someone else said to me, and I agree. Also, in Kabbalah, they made that into a big thing. Tu B'Shvat, yeah, Tu B'Shvat Seder, and they really, and as children, you know, of course, in your day schools, you always come home with, maybe you always come home with the boxer, you know. I don't know how anybody ate that.
Nobody eats that.
but that was every elementary school.
It was soft at one point.
It was soft at one point, but the time you get it. Tu B'Shvat, lo b'Rosh Chodesh, v'lo b'Michel Shalfanov, v'lo b'Chanukah, v'yachon v'gam b'Michel Shalfanov, b'Purim, ein noflim b'Panim, b'Lag B'Omer, ein noflim, b'Erev Yom Kippur, ain't no food. V'chein erev Rosh Hashanah, filu shachas. And then, in Zayin, he says, v'minet pashut shalot yipol p'neim b'chol chodesh Nisan. You see, that's why there's no fights by Nisan. It's the whole chodesh Nisan.
Interesting, the only one he says, mincha before is Rosh Chodesh.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't say Erev Shabbos. Nobody says it Erev Shabbos.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right, so we'll see. But right. So we'll see if. But right. Minute pasuk shalom to apnei b'chol chodesh nisan v'lo b'tish above v'lo bein yom kippur l'sukkos v'lo b'tchilas rosh chodesh sivan an achar shavuos. So the Magen Avraham says, "An achar shavuos, yeshem chomus nogim shalom yipol shiva yomim achar shavuos." Knesses Hagdolah, neisha karbonis hayom lehem tashlumin kol shiva. So the source of the shavuos thing—that's why I think most shuls if you, don't say. What would you say, Rabbi Walter? Most shuls. After Shavuos, the week after Shavuos.
Yeah, they get the fights whether you worry about Yom Kippur or not.
Right, whether that extra day or not.
Yeah, yeah,
but most shuls don't say it. Yeah. That's why I always keep the, I tell you that the minion here, the 6:30 minion, is really a working man's minion. So if you keep the minig, the working man don't say Tachanon for the week after Shavuos. I try to make sure they take care of that. Because in YU, there's a lot of people that are very into saying Tachanun, unless it's one of these, you know, specific days. And Knesset Hagdola, it's always, you want to see the Knesset Hagdola inside.
Before.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want to see here, in the Knesset Hagdolah of Kobri, page 8. Rosh Chodesh ain't noflim al pneim. Amar Masav Risi b'divei b'al shibo le'leket. Because b'yom she ain't noflim al pneim, she ain't anu nogim keim. You see, avudram, the arbe Rosh Chodesh v'chanech b'urim noflim al pneim. Afil b'mincha. So ain't came in again. Well, the shachar is no for him. Of a mincha shal yomim is karm ain't no for him.
Nobody says a word about Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, we're gonna see. Then he says on page 9, umin againu the chol yom she ain't no for him al pneim ain't no for him gam kein be mincha shal fanuf. That's what Rabbi Willig likes to point that. Right, in other words, that became the minute. That's what Rabbi Willig likes to point out. The chol yom she'ein oflim al paneim ein oflim gam kein b'mincha al shelafanav.
Is that for yom yishalayim yom mitzvot?
Well,
yom mitzvot, they do.
Well, also Erev Rosh Hashanah, they
don't.
You see, that's Erev.
It's not really a day that yom al
paneim. Yeah. Yeah.
Erev Yom Ha'atzmaut doesn't make sense because the celebrations are usually at night.
But also, Erev Yom Ha'atzmaut is Yom HaZikaron.
Hadar Rabbi should say.
Right.
Most places skip it. Or will say Erev Rosh Hashanah. They'll skip it Erev Rosh Hashanah. They'll say it on Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Right, because you don't say it on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but they're not going to hail a dumber, because that's Alts Rosh Hashanah, so they hail a dumber self.
In the Reuben Shul, they have a list, and they say it in the Erev Yom Kippur.
They say it in
the Erev Yom Kippur. They say it in the Erev Yom Kippur. They say it in the Erev Yom Kippur. They don't say it.
Yeah, page 11. In the Shiyarik Knesset Hagdolah, page 11, on the left side, it says. חג השבוע, זה אין נופלים על פניהם. ספתי, וכמח שמינן שאין נופלים על פניהם עד י' ג' ולא י' ג' בכלל. אין נופלים על פניהם עד י' ג'
That's already, that's, you're counting
out the Shane. Counting out the Shane. So you're the Shane, Zion, Ches, Tes, Yud, Zalaf, Yud Beis.
6 to 12 inclusive.
So on 12 you don't say.
No, 12,
you
got 12 you don't say.
You do say. Yeah. I mean, they count. But you give what you say.
That's what he's saying, yeah. You don't count seven from the
Yom Tov Sheni. Only from the first one. So you think you do count. Enoflim Pleim. Tamidah Sheni, Enoflim Pleim, Ad Yud Gimel.
Which means the law at the Chav totally means it's through the 12.
Oh, Yom
through 12.
Which is 6 days after the single day of Shavuos. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's your week.
We had six days, yeah, so he writes that in later on. There was another minig that they even Yud Gimel not. Because you would start with Zion, Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis.
Yud Gimel, that's the seventh day.
So if you start with, but if you
Zion,
can't
get... If you say Zion is really a day of Yom Tov, then Zion, Ches, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, your 7 days.
Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. So though you had six more days, so Zion is day one, right. And then six more days. So right. Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Right. So Yud Gimel is the day of question.
Right.
Right, and that's the Pre-Chadash as well, on page 13. It says, Zanu Nogim Ad Yud Gimel, V'lo Ad Bechlal. Time to have a shavuot yesh lo toshlim kol zayin. And then he says, the Pesach sheni gam kein ein bo nefilas apayim. Sof tover, kol eilu hanyonim tuluyim b'minhag. And sof tover, kol eilu hanyonim tuluyim b'minhag, even sheish lo mo dlega nefilas apayim, perash chodesh b'ad amrinan, who myself the Eloch will have a shafkel and visu to make palapet. Who yom rosh yacha have? The ichlof loy bein molei lachaser.
Right.
Well, I wrote this passage. He was so, like, used to what they do here, so he said to me, you know, is there a real makor for not saying tachanun after sukkahs? I said, that's what most people do, right? I think also, right? Most look in the Magen Avraham also. See, the Magen Avrahams don't have the same clout. You know, if it's a mechaber, then no one will start up with you. But if it's just a Magen Avraham, B'shem Echneses Agdola, that was on page 15. Yesh Mekom Hashem Noflim Ad Cheshvan. So that's my minute. Ad Cheshvan. And who is it? The Seder Hayom. So you have to know the Seder Hayom. Look, they printed a new Seder Hayom, Givaldic. On page 16, sometimes I like to show you the Sharblot, so you get the chashivas of the Sefer. The Seder Yom, Rabbi Moshe Makir. He was Reish Mesifta, Bir HaKadosh Sfas. So this is the nice printing of the Seder Hayom. So who would know better than what the Seder Hayom should be than the Baal Seder Hayom? So page 17. Hayom Yimshachar Chag and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan Nogu Shomolipo Opneim. Fein Omrim Yugid Mimidus Volovidoim Utam Shin Zechodesh Uzman Rov Simchaseinu V'Nivchar Bo Yom Stichaseinu Pesh Modal Modim Hashashani Yom Kippur Sukkah Shmir Atzeres Uchodesh Chazayin Vazayin Lo'olam Meshubach. Right? That was the Rebbe's first the Lubavitcher Rebbe's first drasha ever. Bossi Lagani. He quotes what? He was the seventh Rebbe. He quoted the Medrash. Kol Shvi'in Chavivin. Kol Shvi'in Chavivin. So that's this, the Tishrei.
It's
the seventh day. Yeah, well, that's Zman of, but once Yom Kippur is over, Zman shall Rov Simcha. So, Vinishna Bavodah says, Mikdash, right, by Shlomo Melech, so that's the Balgan of Rav. So I think people should give more Hashivas. The Magen Avrams, and therefore they shouldn't say on after Shavuos and after Sukkot.
So what's the din of Yisru Chag? Because the din of Yisru Chag you don't say.
So right, Yisru Chag you don't say.
I don't say it another 7 days. So what's the special status of Yisru Chag?
Well, Yisru Chag has other halachas also.
Like what?
What's the din of Hesper the Tainus? Is that a din? Have to check that out. There's a whole piece in the Binyan Shlomo. Have to check out what the halach is for Hesper Titus and Yisru Chag. Check it out. But now, Rav Alter, look on page 20. This is what you wanted to know. The Erev Shabbos. The Avudraham. He says, Erev Shabbos and Tosel Beis of Nezis, who's palant from the Smith of Shai Yimos Achol, El Shein Nofle Bal Pnei. On page 20, he's the one who quotes. Fedaki ba'arve yomim tovim uviyom motzoeim nogim shalom lipo al pneim lo b'shachar shalom b'mincha. See, here, yeah, that's the din of Yisru Chag. Gam lachat tefila shachar ein omim yomcha shem yom tzura. So he's the one who quotes this Erev Shabbos, all Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov and Yisru Chag.
And you also have a mitzvah either.
Yeah.
We do
say we do. So he says, Nachba. Yeah.
Doesn't say in art school, do not say.
So the Avudraham quotes this minute, not to say Erev Shabbos. So now we should look in the Munkacher. You gotta look in the Munkacher. And once we speak about the Munkacher, you also have to look up the clip. If you never saw the clip of the Munkacher Chasana in Hungary, you have to see it. Something to see. How everyone was coming to the Munkacher, the famous speech of the Munkacher Rebbe.
Yes, he knew it was on video.
Yeah. You have to see. If you didn't see it, you have it. Maybe after the cheer, we can show it to you. What?
He was speaking through the video.
Yeah, he was yelling about the Chil Shabbos in America. But it's so interesting to see the people. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Sorry. Maybe I'll show you after. We'll show it on someone's phone. You should see the clip. It's Kedai. Okay, but let's learn what he says here. No. You'll get it. You'll get it. When you hear about Shabbos, the Chil Shabbos in America. So on page 22, Darkei Chayim V'Sholom, these are the Hanhagas of the Munkacher. He says, Ein lahakel ba'miras tachanon. The fratchem chasim l'ezeh amiras yugim amiras. So he thought you shouldn't just be makel. Because especially, you're losing out on the Midas Yud Gimel Midas Betzibur. So then, for the Ashkenazim, it shouldn't make a difference. You know, we don't say it anyway. So then on page 23, he says, Eila Yomim Shanog Rabbeinu Shalom Abayim Tachanam. This is Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvan, it's Man Revi Rishonim. It's the first time for the rain. Erev Chanukah, and the day after Chanukah. Ken Yom Echad Lufanav Yom Echad Lufanav Shal Tu B'Shvat. From Yud Aleph Adar ad Shivtzer v'ad Bechlal. From Yud Aleph Adar.
Yeah, because the Gemara
Zahava Mina Efshar Shivtzer v'Shivtzer. V'Adar Rishon Rak Yudal. Zahava Mina. V'Adar Rishon Rak Yudal v'Tesvav. So what does he mean? Yom Yud Aleph Adar ad. Oh, it's Shalom Uderis, then...
When from
Kotel. Then other, you know, right. Zayin Yom Kodem Rosh Chodesh
Nisan,
Shehem Shiva Yimei Meluim.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Another week.
Yeah. Yom Pesach Sheini, Yom Vigam L'Macharoso. Tezva Bo'oki B'layla, Zman Achilles Pesach Matzah. Right, so you're going to... You're eating Motzai Yudal, you're eating. So if you say it's Shay Tezvav, Megam Shaloloma called Zain Yom Acha Pesach Shady. Hey, Lo Makor. No. He says that doesn't have a Makor. Chidas Maran, Rabban Shalkol B'nei Agoyla, Baldivre Chaim, Shalol Hasir Tachanon B'Zain Yom Elo. So that much you shouldn't say, you shouldn't be making all of the Zain Yom after Pesach Shady. Began Chen Yom Lefanav Ulaachar of Shalag BaOmer.
Lag BaOmer also.
Yeah.
Svardim.
Yeah. Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Yud Gimel V'Chen Yom Chav Gimel. So he's not into Ad Yud Gimel Bo. Yom Tov Av. Then he writes Sheish next one. Yesh Mila Ein Omer Tachem B'Mchol Ha'ir.
Starts
of saying we should be Mekel when he's back at war. Mekel is the best thing I've ever seen. Oh, he's
right.
But
he
says, then he says, last too long. But Orim Hayosek Dolos, Yom Tachanun Olam Dolos, like in New York City. If we wouldn't say Tachanun in the day that there's a Bris Mila in New York City, we would never say Tachanun. Okay, no other Mahaksin feels so I'm actually know the Habris Mila Shish, but also Chotzer. In other words, also Chotzer, you know, it's in New York community, like in your Stadt. In Prakashish, I'm based at Fila Echad Meha Kruim Labris Rosula. So Gabi Yom Shatik, Kot Nagadol Shainanimo Karai Alpi Halacha. Whereas if he wasn't Roy, if he had him in the sack in the Bris Mila. See, well, you don't say Tachanun. Can't be your Milas Hager. You didn't say Tachanun. Shin is Chabin, Rabbeinu Lemoel Birachez, Hagam Shem Spal Mikonim, O Achakak Mavesu Olo Omar Tachanun. Uva, Shoya Bibin Shol Narsha Sishil but also Yom Lanir Tfilin, Kibas Kodesh Ol Mitzvah, Chere Elo Siyam Al Masechta. Right, if he was putting on Tachanun, Tfilin.
But does that mean the 30 days before? That means, or is it that they put on the day of the Mitzvah? Because he said
Mekibas Kodesh
Ol Mitzvah,
but
there's no mitzvah if you're putting
on Tfilin. Shoya Bibin Shol Narsha Sishil, I think it means even the 30 days before.
Really?
Yeah, Alex agrees with me. Chen Shai will see him al Masechta. Sheechem me Anash, or me Talmidav is Paul Beminyan Shalom, or Mashi is will see him Masechta Yom. Right, if one of his Talmidim would say, Rebbe, I'm making a see him later today, then he wouldn't. Now.
Yours?
Yeah, I don't know. Yes. Now, what about Yortzeit Shal Tzadik? Yorshet Zal Tzadik Asher Menuchosot Ba'oso Ir. In other words, if the Tzadik was buried in that city, and people are coming to his, like the Satmar Rebbe was buried in, so in his Yort site, everyone's coming to the Tzion. Came to Nikra Yom Adirigla, Ba'oso Mokom, Enon Tachna. You see, he's machmer. He says only if the tzaddik is. There's a big tzaddik in Buffalo. People go to
Buffalo.
I know people who travel. I know someone who travels to daven by this. Yeah, the tzaddik of Buffalo. You find him in your.
Cool.
Yeah. Right.
Who?
Yeah. What's his name? Find him in your. Yeah, I know people who are very into davening by the tzaddik of Buffalo. So, I don't know, and David, yeah. And, what is this, read his bio.
He was born in a small little...
From one of the sons on the Lower East
Side. Lower East Side.
He moved to Buffalo for Jefferson Street Shul.
Yeah. So what is his yard site?
He was
the one whose sons
he suffered was there.
You'd give him a cheshvan. You'd give him a cheshvan.
Rafalop's wife.
Rabbi Chalap's wife is from Buffalo. Yeah.
Big
today. Yeah, very big, yeah. Rabbi Chalap tells the story about traveling to California.
Yeah.
It was story that he said
he once met a on the street. He met a pastor who invited him to come to some celebration opening a garden of a church or something. So he tried to get out of it. So he said he's out of town. He has to be in California that day.
Right, which wasn't true. He just said it as a way of getting out of going to the church. But his wife said, you can't be motzi sheker from your mouth.
Yeah, so she
made him go to California.
California for a day. He checked into the hotel so he could prove he was there at the hotel.
Yeah.
And then the next day he came back.
Yeah. Okay. Then take a look here. At page 25. He says, Udolo. You know, some people on every tzaddik feel she have a sofa olam. Who midvarm she ain't lehem shir, they ain't lehem shachar.
But they do it. They do it.
See, so he didn't like that, the mukach. Only those days that which
some do it, except for a year.
Hema benavim v'tanoim v'boraim v'chol hachachomim tzadikim v'chol adors alofim ularevavos v'yortzayt shalahem b'chol yom v'yom kenizgar nitzel batel tachanu mikorom sheyachzu kol simen kuf lamed alef. We're taking one simen out of Shulchan Aruch chas v'sholom alavad ze eino ein l'hakal ze rak b'lag v'omer. See, Lag v'omer is the only yortzayt.
It's the Ramah, right?
Yeah, but move over to Shulchan Aruch, Shehu Yom Simcha.
Yeah, it is also.
It's what? He would say, the Munkacher would say on his Avosav, he would say Tachan.
Yeah,
Yud Ches Teves is the B'nei Yisoschem. He would say, Bris Mila or Chosav Chayosib Azamar Tachanan. Hikpid al makilim b'zeh. He was makpid on those that are makil. Now let's just see something from the Shinova. Without zogin the Shinova. The Divi Yecheskel. That's a different Divi Yecheskel. Okay, Indian Tachanon. Tosa, page 27. Sefer Teres Menachem, Ke'amar Mishinova, Hayomer Tachan B'chol Yom, Avim Mehu Utsad Vadikim, Hayamachmin Mod Al Hasidim Shein Omer. He was makpid. He was upset with tzaddikim that didn't say tachan on the yortzes.
And he is accomplished.
B'yom yortzes shal harav hakadosh. Rabbi Nachman ben Elul Rivinim went off. Tziva l'hadik neiros. Yeah, I just saw the ribbon of the at a wedding. Then he writes on page 48. Benodak Yerav Kodesh Matzavi Zitruzov Lohaya Omer Tachanon Lohaya Shabbos Kodesh Lohbiyom Alf. Right, Zitruzov wouldn't say on Fridays or Sundays. Shabbati Piagod of David Svi Kib Esish Rav Kodesh Shinvam Shabbat Spal the Poys of Hasid the Zitrus of Rotsul Hani Shab Yom Tachanam Yom Eilu Vamal Hem Harevi Vizitish of Loma Tachanam Yom Aleph Yan Kihu Yom Kihu Hoya Tzarek Hachana Rabba Yom Echad Kodem Lefil Sapayim. In other words, Hachana Shabbos Kodesh Loyad Shari Lachinatzmo. He can be Mechen on Shabbos. So therefore, he doesn't say Tachanun on Sunday.
I've heard of places that don't say it Friday mornings, but I've never heard of a place that just gives it Sunday.
Sunday's good. I think that's good. Kassim. So you go, Omar Tachanun, Rayesh, Tamachan, Hei, Lachan, Omar Tachanun, Yomachan. Gam, Ev Shabbos, Lo Yomar. Shei, Rabbi, Nei, Shei, Gol, Messiah, Snef, Shei, Lo, Beis, Kefil, Apayim, Lo, Tei, Tei. You know why he didn't say it on Friday? Shaya Yore Shabin Godal Messias Nefesh, Shahaya Lobez the Fields of Pine, Ulai Tetse Napsha Batara of Yatriach, it's Anche Shlomo, Bitsarchik for Russo Ber Shabbos Kodesh. Well, that he said about himself, but he said, Al Kem, Madulo Tom Tachnun. There's a sphere on that Madrega that there's a chashash that because of Tachnun, you would, so then you shouldn't say Tachnun. But he says, "Mashayu chametz tzaddikim gedoshim shekilu biyosef b'amir tachanu bechol d'chiyah v'amaslo shayolhem kamo don haKadosh Baruch Hu tzamid zitzus who kamo shekasavnu shem shechivdu b'kavanas tefilasayim zmor David Hashem elecha nafshi esa shu shakado gedola yes there's a rak times l'chant yeah shemati Rav haKadosh mizik zitzushov hayoshu b'ir malat shabuos achadim lo. Right, they wouldn't say tachanun the whole time the chacham was there. Because tam chacham who's b'china Shabbos v'yantiv. Well, Shabbos v'yantiv ain't tachanun. Okay, teinach ha-chasidim fi shitosim shemachzikim yosi l'tam chacham shapir ain't tzurichim o'm tachanun. Says, I can say that tzaddikim, the chassidim think I'm a. So they don't say, but me, I know the truth. Lama ain anochi omer tachman. Rachish omer, elimode Hashem shagrusom, altikre, osam, atemafil shogim, atemafil mazidim, kemfize, imhim toim, kalkoponim, animukin shabbos yodim, kamanochi shapir, initzarich lomer tachman. Because a tema feel shogim, a tema feel mazidim. So even if they're wrong, and I'm not a tzaddik, and I'm not a whatever, you're still. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol zayin yimei mishta." Chav Arbach, Chen Higa Mor Maran Yicheskel Shraga Halbashtam. Kol shivas yimei. Yeah. Mashlonogim. And then the idea of not saying tachanun ever at mincha, right? That's a lot of Hasidic places they don't say. Who can ever patam shum shapal mincha marav biyachav and mincha kvar bein hashmoshos? Even though we said the Taz says it can, but since it's if they hold bein hashmoshos, you shouldn't say. So then vaday. So then that's another reason. And then he says. Yeah. Well, Shemati Amor Chibno Niflar of Tali Niftar Pitzom be made newer based on the fields of Pai Bemicha. So it's not so simple. And look in Minhage Base Alec on page 30 and 31. Minhage Kodesh from Beis Alek. Where was that, Rav Harari?
Where is this?
On page 30 and 31. They have Minhage Beis Alek. Hikpidu lispal tfilas minhage kodesh kez chama vol omru tachma. So they would say, and he says in footnote 3rd, Lama Tessa, page 31, Tamim shum lachat tfilas mincha adinim is gabrim. Right after mincha, that's already his mandin. Moshe Kosov Azor, Parshas Pinchas. So just like we say, we don't say it at night. So, but Zman Mincha is already. Because a lot of people don't say Tachanun, even if it's for sure they're not going to say it at night. But even they treat Zman Mincha as Zman Din. Maybe even Mincha Gedola. Yeah. Now the Kafach, I wanted to close with the Kafachayim. Then we'll show the clip. I want to show you should see the clip. But I figure this is a good way to end the Zman with the Kafachayim. He says on page 33, Kosham Rataz Nirali Chol Shivas Yimei Mishnah Lo Yovo Hachosam Lo Beis Haknesses Bitam Zeh Shelo Yimnu Lo Mar Tachanun Veviu Hashal Mitzibur Mi Bemkobas Halalu Ein Nimnoim Hachasanim Yilovo Lo Beis Haknesses. The Chassanim do come. Why? Nezeki Adraba Yishtimcha La'am Shabo Hachosan the Beis Knesses Kidei Lis'arbiv B'Simchaso V'Shalo Lo Mar Tachanun. It's a Simcha for the Simcha.
Simcha is
Shalo Lo Mar Tachanun. Yeah, Yishtimcha La'am Shabo Hachosan the Beis Knesses Kidei Lis'arbiv B'Simchaso V'Shalo Lo Mar Tachanun. Right, so they want to be part of his Simcha. Especially if the result you don't say Tachanun, and I will add, especially if it's on a Monday or a Thursday, and the people will be even happier to have him come to shul.
You stopped it for some chassid.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to thank everyone for coming to the limud of Tachanun. It's not a limud that people often learn, so and it's something that's nogei every day. So. So we thank everyone for coming. And
I see from so many sources it's not okay every day.
and you know, a lot has to do with minute. Maybe Bez Hashem, I write another minute safer. I should write up to all these shiurim.
Can I mention my base year trick?
Wow.
On base B year, we haven't said Tachanun for all 30 days because of Nisan.
Right.
So, since we haven't said it for 30 days, you have to say Shechianu. We say Shechianu. Skip
Tachanun. I thought you said the Yom HaMiyukos because it's between Yom HaMiyukos.
Sure, you have to think the clip.
Oh,
show the clip.
That's far after.
That's
yesterday we had the question someone had a...
One second.
No, but I was